This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abayim. Okay, we're going to have a brief shir. Yon shir on Daf Peites Amud Beis, where the Gemara is discussing the subject of Hefker, Bezder, Hefker. And the Gemara tried to bring a proof. The Gemara wants to know, how do we know that Yesh Koyach Lechachamim Laker Davar Menat Torah? And the Gemara tried to bring a proof from the fact that a person could be Yoresh, a Isha Ketana, even though you're only married Midrabanan. And the Gemara ultimately said, no, that's not a Raya. The reason why it's not a Raya is because there's the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Let me just share the screen here. Okay. So the Gemara says that the Yerusha of Isha Ketana is not a Raya. The Gemara says, Ay v'ha-hacha. We're about four-fifths of the way down on Daf Peites. The Gemara says, v'ha-hacha, d'midaraisa, avua, yarasa, midrabanon, yaraslabal. Here, midaraisa, the father's family inherits her, and midrabanon, the husband inherits her. So the Gemara says, not a Raya. Why? Hefker, bezin hefker. The Chachamim, the rabbis have the power to be mafker something. Now the Gemara cites two psukim. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin shehefker bezin hefker. Rabbi Yitzchak said, how do we know hefker bezin hefker? Shenemar, like it says in Sefer Ezra, that Ezra summoned all the people, because in the times of Ezra, many people had intermarried. Shenemar, kol asher lo yavei l'shloishes hayamim, that anyone who doesn't come in 3 days, ba'atzas hasarim v'hazakenim, by the council of the officers and the elders, yecharam kol rechushay, all of their possessions will be proclaimed ownerless. V'hu yibadim yikol ha'goyla. So that's one raya, hefker, bezin hefker. And then the Gemara cites another pasuk. The first pasuk was Rabbi Yitzchak, and now Rabbi Lezer amar mehacha. Rabbi Lezer says another pasuk. Pasuk in Yehoshua. Ela hanacholos asher nachlu al Lezer ha-koyin v'Yehoshua benun v'rashay ha-avos. These are the inheritances that Elazar HaKoyin inherited, and Yeshua Benun, and the heads of the families. Lamatis b'nei Yisrael, v'chima inyan rasha meitzal avos. What connection is there between heads and fathers? El Eloi Melchatz, to tell you, ma avos manchilin b'neiem, kama shirtzu, just like fathers can bequeath to their children whatever they want. Af rashim, the rabbis also manchilin es ha'am kama shirtzu, so they could give over as an inheritance to the people whatever they want. So the question here is, why do we need two sources that Hefker, Bezin, Hefker? We have the Pasuk of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak learns it out from Ezra. Ezra said, anyone who doesn't show up to the shir, I render their possessions ownerless. And then we have this Rabbi Lezer's drasha, is a bit complex. It's a drasha. Avois, matois, what do the matois have to do with the avois? Just like an av, could be manchel, a leader of Klal Yisrael could be manchel. What was wrong with the first drasha? The first drasha is open, black and white. The pasuk says, Ezra says, you don't come to class, I take away your money. So why do I need a whole drasha from Yeshua, Rashim, Avos? The first drasha is much clearer and simpler. So this is addressed somewhat by the Aruch Lener. Rabbi Lezer Amar Mehacha. The Aruch Lener asks, this that we need this reason. After Rayas Rabbi Yitzchak L'chayr Pshuta Yoyser. The Ray Rabbi Yitzchak is much simpler. Says the Aruch Lener, Yesh Loimar Demehosom Lo Yadinon Rak Deyesh Koyach LeBezdin LaHavke. From the first drasha, I only have a proof that Bezdin has the ability to render ownerless. That being the case of Mamela, Misha Muchzik Bai, whoever is in possession of it, Yachziku. They'll take it. Kamayla Inyan Afke Inu Rabban LeKedushin Mine. Like we find that the Rabbanon could be Mafkia Kedushin, or regarding Shemitah Bezmanazah. So from the first drasha, all we see is the rabbis could come and say, that thing which you own, you don't own it anymore. Now who owns it? Wherever it is. Wherever possession it's in, that person will take ownership of it. Aval hacha le'inyan Yerusha, but here regarding inheritance, irak mishem hefker nagu, if it's only because of Hefker, if all the rabbis could do is render something ownerless, then let's say in the case of Isha Ketana, her possessions are in the hands of a third cousin. Just because the rabbis could render ownerless, but that doesn't mean that they could give it to her husband. That's a second step. Maybe the Rabbanan only have the right to remove the true owner's ownership over it, but that they could then transfer it into the possession of who they deem to be the right domain for it to be in. Who says they could do that? Maybe in the case of Nichsei Ketana, if her third cousin's riding her bike at the time, it goes to him. The Ein Loimar. Don't say, well, maybe they were only mafkarit to the husband. No, the Ein Loimar de Davka Labal Hefkiroi, Veloy Lagabe Yacher. Daha Loy Nechshav Hefker, Emloy Hefker Lagabe Kulei Alma. It's not Hefker unless it's Hefker to everyone. That's a Klal and Bab Metzia. So just because I learned from Ezra that the Chachamim could be mafkar something, so fine, maybe they could render it ownerless, but why would that mean that the husband of the Ketana would now inherit his wife? Therefore, lechein hutzrach leilef me'idach kra, therefore I need to learn that from the second pasuk. D'yesh gamkein koyach, d'yesh koyach gamkein biyad bezdin lahanchil k'moy nachlas nachla da'av. That now it could bezin render ownership, ownerless, they can transfer. They could render ownerless, but they can't transfer. You know, it's like banking. You know, you open up an account, but you can't Zelle for 2 weeks. Why? Transfer is a different madriga. They need more, you need more clearance for transfer. So from the first pasuk, just because we see the Chachamim have the power to be mafgir, that doesn't mean they have the power to transfer. From the second pasuk, we see the rabbis could, Hefker Bezen Hefker works as like a kinyan to be makne. That's the Aruch Laner. The Rajba in Masechta Gittin . Okay, we'll try. I was only going to read the second half. Let's see if we could crack the first half. We know that even though Midaraisa Shvius is Meshameid alone, there's a way around it. You could still collect through the agent aegis of a Prusbel. So the Gemara asks on Prusbel, Miiko midi di Midaraisa Meshamta Shvius Umasakne Deloy Teshamed Koi? The Gemara in Gittin asks, how does Prusbel work? Could there be something that Midaraisa Shvius is Meshameid and the Chacham are Masakin that it's not Meshamit? By the way, once we're on the topic of Shemitah, Erev Shabbos, I got a delivery of one of the amazing Sefer. It's called Oitzreis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Engel on Hilchos Shemitah. I highly recommend it. It's basically mostly one tshuva Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote about Shemitah. The tshuva covers mamish, everything you could possibly imagine about Shemitah. It's halacha, agada, it's annotated. Anyway, that's the Gemara's Kasha. How does Prusbel work? But Midaraisa Shemitah cancels alone. So Rava said Hefker Bezen Hefker. And this works even according to the Rabbanon that says Shemitah Bezmanaz as Daraisa. Hillel could be Mesakein Prusbel, Hefker Bezen Hefker, like we darshan from Sukkim. So think about what happened. Really, the Loiva owes the money. Excuse me. Really, the loive should not have to pay the money. And Hillel was masakein, the loive pays the money. Look at the Raja. V'hochanami afkure afker Hillel mamonah shel loive legabe malva. U'magbilei, now the malva could collect. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, that Rava is addressing the original question. So if the Chachomim could be mafkir the money of the loive to the malva, Uminoshaminon, from here we see the Koyach Bezdin Yafya, Lahafkir Mamon Mizeh, Ulazakoisoy Lazah. We see an added chiddush of hefker bezen hefker. Hefker bezen hefker doesn't just mean that the chachamim render the money ownerless. Hefker bezen hefker means they could transfer, they could do zel. Afilu koydim shibali adai. Meaning Hillel's takana of Prusbal is not just the loiva has to pay. The malve owns the money. So the Rashba learns that there's an added dimension of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Not only is it ownerless, it could the Rabbanon transfer it. Says the Rashba, how do we know that Hefker Bezen Hefker has that capacity? Says the Rashba, the second pasuk quoted in Yevamos, Peites Amud Beis. V'chein muchach mikra, de'ela hanachalis asher nachalu, de'ma avois manchilin v'oimrim, stay pliny l'pliny, just like fathers could say this field to so and so. V'zacha boi miyad av koydim shvali yaday av roshim manchilin chomi sharatzu va'imrim. They could say mamain ruvain yehela shimain v'zacha boi shimain mayata. So basically, the Aruch Lener is saying exactly what the Rashba says, but it's very interesting. The Rashba understands that that's how Prusbal works. Prusbal is not just okay. The loyve midiraisa, the loiva doesn't owe the money, and the rabbanon come and say the loiva has to pay the money. No, hefker bezen hefker transfers the money of the loiva to the malva even before he pays back. Let's see if we can figure this one out. Says the Yamshel Shloimai. Where is this Yamshel Shloimai? I will tell you. The Yam Shel Shlomo is in Yevamos on this very Gemara. Ye'amar Reb Yitzchak minayin shefker bezin shenemar kol shaloyav v'shal shiyamah atzal zomah zakeim yachem karuchushay. That's the first pasuk the Gemara quotes. Reb Elazar Omer mehacha ilan achos hashanachal alazar kam yisho benun v'rashi avos l'matis b'nei Yisrael v'chimanya v'nira dahad Reb Elazar adif. Reb Elazar's limud is better. The alfinon minei sheyuchlu lahafkia mamoin shel acher. We can extract someone's money ulahachlit lechaveroi and automatically transfer it to someone else. V'loy tema, don't say the davka sheyicholim lahafkaroi. Don't say, oh, the rabbis can only render ownerless oy lachrimai. So we have the Aruch Lener, we have the Rashba and Gittin, and we have the Yam Shel Shlomo. So I know what you're thinking. How come you're not quoting any rabbis that you visited in Turkey? Okay, that's why. This is very not pashut. This is not unanimously accepted that the chachamim have the ability to transfer. The Machane Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Navon, who, yes, he's buried in Istanbul, in case you're wondering, he says, as follows. He says in Hilchos Mechira, Hakinyan Mashiach Simon Beis, he says the Tamza the Hefker Bezen Hefker Loisagi Elo Lahafkia Mamoino Mershusa de Bailam Avalaso is Misha Eno Zoicha Kezoicha Kilu Higia Liodoi Mamish Loyaminon. Hefker Bezen Hefker could render ownerless, but to transfer it cannot do. So it's interesting. This is definitely not unanimously held. And the Nesivos, in case you're wondering, this is going to be like a real downer of a day if I don't do a Nesivos. So Baruch Hashem, you'll be able to do that. He says that Kvar hirachti b'makor macher, dehefker bezin eino irak hefker midoiraisa avaloi have a kinyan midoiraisa Ra Kinyan Midrabanan. Listen to this. Can I ask you another question? The second limud from which we learn out from Ezra that from Yehoshua that the Chachamim have the koyach not only to be mafker but to transfer. Do they have the koyach to do that midoraisa, or do they only have the koyach to do that midrabanan? Because the pasuk that we're quoting is not a pasuk in Chumash. Is it? It's a pasuk in Yeshua. So maybe the Rajba and the Yamshel Shloimeh in the Aruch Lener say, well, the reason why we need a second limud is because the Chachamim could be mafker, but who says they could transfer? Okay. But now that I have a second limud, maybe they could only transfer midrabanan. And that's exactly what the Nesivai says. That he says, the Hefker Bezen ain't a rak Hefker Midai Raisa. Avaloy have a kinyan midai raisa, rak kinyan midrabanan. That's very interesting. So in other words, the ownerless is biblical, the transfer is on a rabbinic level. Let's see what he uses this for. He says, "Am the masha hiksha, bahadish." Could you be mekadesh and isha with it, I guess? Let's say you didn't make a kinyan d'oraisa. So if you are only koina it midrabanan, you would not be able to mekadesh and isha midaraisa. Here, I think let's read what he applies it to. Bahadush galim da haktanim sheshaklu mekabla mehem, rak sheimsu tzibur yafe. So the halacha is, if ketanim give the shekel, somebody asks you the Shabbos, why isn't this Shabbos parsha shkolim? The answer, there is a shita that we do shkolim in Adar Aleph. But what's the halacha of ketanim give a shekel? We're mekabel it, but they have to give it to the tzibur well. Heich evshel haktanim lahaknois yafe. How is it possible for the ketanim to be makne the shekel yafe? Must be hefker bezin midaraisa. And if that's the case, the transfer of maimed shloshtan should work by kedushin. And the question raised is, if midrabanan, since midrabanan you're koina, then hefker bezin hefker, you should be koina midaraisa. So to that, the Nesivos is saying, the owner, the rendering ownerless is on a biblical level, but the transfer is not a koyach they have midorais, it's only a koyach midrabanan. Okay, that's what we're going to do for daf pei tes, and I would like to learn daf tzadi amud aleph. Okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.